listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast daily on a beautiful morning in Manhattan, Kansas, as we're recording this on Sunday, June 13th, 2021. And the athletic calendar season for K-State Athletics comes to a close, officially comes to a close, and now it's head full steam onto football. More on that, of course, in a couple of upcoming episodes of the podcast. But want to put a final cap, obviously, on the 13 individuals for K-State that competed in Eugene, Oregon, for the past 4 days. And I actually got to catch the last hour and a half of the competition yesterday. Unfortunately, did not see K-State anywhere. I only saw, obviously, the big-name brand colleges and the big-name individuals, or at least some of them anyways, that competed through various colleges as well. But speaking of big-time names, how about the big-time performance? And I'm going to go work, kind of going, rewinding back to day three just a little bit, and then I'll recap yesterday's action for K-State. Okay, so Sankar, back on Friday, finished second in the NCAA runner-up position. We pretty much called it on the podcast. Obviously, Tage Williams knew he was going to be right up there in the mix, possibly top five. Well, I didn't predict that, but you kind of knew just on based on past performances anyways that he was going to be big time, and he was here. Soared to a national runner-up in the men's high jump Friday, day three. He jumped 2.23 meters, which equaled out to over seven foot, almost pretty much exact 7.03.75 to earn first-team All-American honors for the third straight outdoor season. And that was pretty much the highlight of it for the Cats here in day three. Sankar came a spot short there, and then of course when you're in a battle, you always lose, go up against a challengee, or what they call rivalries in whatever sport that you're interested in. In this case here, Juvon Harrison from LSU topped him. These two, according to the notes I've read, They went at it last year as well. So Harrison defended his high jump there, but Sankar gave him another run for his money here. And that's his case here. And Coach Cliff Rivetto said TJ did what he needed to do to place high as possible. And he went on to comment on Harrison. He said, "Harrison wasn't going to be get beat today. A lot of guys struggled today. It was one of those types of competitions, and TJ took advantage." Well, we knew pretty much throughout his K-State career, TJ has come up huge in high jump. He's very talented, obviously. He's won some big-time meets. So this was not too surprising from this camp, obviously. So congratulations to TJ on placing runner-up in the high jump there. And then, of course, they're back on Friday. I mentioned on the last daily, there was Ariel Okori and Lauren Talbert competing in the heptathlon. And at the end of day three, they're both in the top 20 in heptathlon there. So you fast forward now. Oh, boy. You fast forward to Saturday's action, which was yesterday's action there for Kansas State. And three more Wildcats made second team honors here in the final day of the tournament here. Not the tournament, but the NCAA championships. Waiting on my laptop to switch over to my other tab here, as I don't know what's going on with it this morning. It's been slow like this damn internet. Excuse my language, but okay. All right, so finally get to my final page here. Appreciate y'all tuning in to the Purple Project Podcast daily, putting the caps, bookends to K-State's journey in Eugene as the NCAA championships wrapped up yesterday. Four straight days of action. And if my memory states correctly, I think USC won the women's championship yesterday. And you have to go back. You have to listen to the new edition of the podcast, weekly edition of Triple P, when it comes out later on this week to find out who won the men's. Obviously, K-State didn't because they only had three individuals there. But the girls ruled the day. Ruled the day here. The girls ruled the most that the K-State brought. 10 women, 3 men, and 3 ladies captured second-team All-American honors here. Ashley Petier, women's discus, senior heptep elites, Ariel Corey, and Lauren Taubert both capped, got the second-team honors here as well. They had both strong performances as well, and they all capped off their K-State careers yesterday up in Eugene. Yesterday as well, Petier finished 15th, and sorry I butchered. Go ahead and say this now. I always say this when I announce some of these names or try to pronounce some of these names on here. Petier finished 15th in the discus, 178 feet there in that category. There, that actually came on her final attempt on the afternoon there. So Ashley there got a couple spots on there. Akori, the duo, heptathlon duo of Akori and Taubert, folks, claimed the final two spots on the second team heptathlon. Lauren scored 5,436 points. She ended up finishing 15th. Akori finished right behind her in 16th with 5,420 points as well. And Cliff's got a special relationship with those girls, including the heptathlon duo of Lauren and Ariel. They've been together for 5 years as well. And, I mean, hey, you see your athletes grow, your girls, your guys grow, especially if they've been in the program for that long. And, hey, nowadays, like we talked about in other sports here on the podcast, especially when it's related to football or basketball, you hear the word transfer portal and all this other, especially during this past pandemic year and whatnot. It's too easy. It's too easy. You've heard us talk about, me and Alex, on the podcast on various points through some episodes. I can't even remember, but we know we talked about it, especially with lately with basketball on the latter episodes, at least anyways, that it's very tough to stay at a program more throughout your college career. And back in the old school days now, you didn't see it. You did not see this. You did not see whether it's men or women transfer, whether they didn't like their situation or what didn't. Well, I can see if a situation didn't work out. I definitely can see that. But if things don't go your way, or I mean, you struggle, or it's the atmosphere, or you just don't like the, I don't know, whatever. You don't see that now where student athletes stay where you got recruited for the whole entire time. So this is a shout out to those girls for loving K-State, for loving Manhattan pretty much there, and loving, especially, doesn't help. It does certainly help. I shouldn't say that. It does, let me phrase that. It does certainly help when you have a very good coach like Cliff Rovetto, who's been with that track program now for who knows how long that is. So congratulations to the three ladies, Ashley Petier, Ariel Okori, and Lauren Taubert. Taubert won a heptathlon this year, earlier this year as well. So I keep rephrasing that as well, or keep bringing that up, I should say, as that. So, but K-State closes the chapter on another standout year, highlighted by TJ's second place run-up finish any NCAA championships there in Eugene. I believe TJ is a junior, if I'm not mistaken there. So he might have one more crack at it next year at it. So congratulations to all 13 Wildcat track and field athletes who competed up in the NCAA championships. You represented the Little Apple very, very well, folks. All right. So if you have not listened to episode 53 of the Triple P, go do that. Please download it. Tell your fellow Wildcat friends. Oh, there are several Wildcat mascots out there, but tell your fellow K-State friends about the podcast. Please spread the word. And I do have a plan to go more in depth on it moving forward on Stanford and K-State, as now that you can probably can say now, the countdown is on to K-State Stanford September 4th down in Arlington. More coverage, in-depth coverage analysis from yours truly and Alex Aiden coming up on this podcast this summer. And if any news breaks, you'll definitely catch it on Purple Project Podcast Daily, definitely for sure. But football is now full steam ahead. So very excited to get more in depth with the Stanford coverage as well as we get to dive in on it more and dive more to this this year's K-State football roster. I'm going to leave it right there, folks. Enjoy your Sunday. Eddie Greer III. Go Cats. Another edition of Triple P is in the books. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.